That gradually becomes more moist as the high shifts off to the east. Some warmer temperatures tomorrow to near 80. Partly cloudy Saturday and again Sunday too. More humid. The afternoon highs in the 70s to near 80. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views, and don't forget to wear comfortable shoes at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
This is Huck.
And this is Dave.
And we're here for another Thursday, 5 p.m., Liberty or Lockdown. You can catch us on WGSO.com, Thursdays at 5 p.m., and we're also on Twitter and Facebook. You can go to my Twitter, Martha H. Huckabee, and Martha Henderson Huckabee on social media, Facebook. All right. Well, today we're going to be talking, always talking about current events. That's what we do here, Dave, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And the news every week, we have something interesting to talk about. It never stops. It seems to be actually gaining some momentum.
And last week, there was a big current event where that ship was caught in the current. Ha, ha, ha. And it hit the bridge.
Dave. Anyway, yes, that seems to be, I mean, that was explosive. The bridge and the cars falling off. And now we're going to be talking about the eclipse. Seems like people are panicking. I had my house lady, the lady comes to cleans our house. And she's going to clean my dad's house. And she said, I can't make it because I have to stay home. It's going to be dangerous out there with the eclipse. And I'm thinking,
well, yeah, the main thing is just get yourself one of those colanders you drain spaghetti with and coat it with aluminum foil, put it on your head, and then you'll be safe.
There you go again. And anyway, I just didn't even answer it because I think that the media is making it crazy out there. So let's see. We have a special guest on the line today. She's a dear friend of mine, Sharon Bolin with SharonBolin.com, Sharon Bolin Ministries. And she's going to give us the perspective of, you know, the biblical perspective. And Dave's going to give us a scientific perspective. Sharon, are you with us?
I am. Good to be with you, Martha and Dave. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's great hearing your voice. Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about what's going on with this eclipse and the craziness that's going on out there.
Well, first of all, I want to say hello, New Orleans, and it's good to air here. You know, I was on radio for many years and in New Orleans, and I miss you wonderful people. I'll be coming back in May for a gathering, so I'm looking forward to that. But first of all, I just want to share briefly on the coming eclipse, April 8th. As I was in prayer, the Lord really began to speak to me, and I actually did a YouTube teaching on it in February. If you care to go to my YouTube channel, it's Sharon Bolin, B-O-L-A-N Ministries, and you can find out more. But in short, there's much prophetic relevance when we see signs in the heavens. You know, Jesus said to look for signs of the sun, moon, and stars, distress among the nations, that God was going to do something. And every time there is a solar eclipse, God is speaking to the Gentile nations. When there is a lunar eclipse, God is speaking to Israel. it's not by coincidence that we had a solar eclipse in 2017, and then shortly thereafter, we find ourselves in the midst of a COVID pandemic and shutdown. God was warning us, something is coming. Now in 2024, we have another solar eclipse straight across America, just like the last one. And this one, if you were to join the intersecting points, you will find that it makes a T, or the letter Tav in the Hebrew alphabet, which is the last letter. Aleph, A, Tav is the last letter. And the letter Tav means end. Jesus said, I am the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. So what is God saying? We're in the end time days, and I'm going to show you signs that you need to look for of things I'm about to do. Now, as I was looking at the map, if you look at the intersecting point from the 2017 to the 2024 eclipse, you will see the intersecting point on three states known as Heartland states, Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri. God is dealing with the heart of America because America is living in sin. And what we just experienced this Biden administration do on the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, it's an abomination. To have a day that you bring to the forefront a transgender community, which is what, 1% or less of the American population, and want them to be highlighted over a holiday that Christians celebrate, the resurrection of Jesus. So you see, they're trying to get rid of Christianity. So what is God doing? He's showing us a sign. America, the sin that you are in is about to be judged. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the word judgment because they get afraid. Well, we should be, because God is a God of love, but also God of justice. So what I see as I'm looking at this, and I've been spending time in the Word, there are eight cities named Nineveh. Nineveh, if you go back to, I believe, 762, 63 BC, you will find that there was a solar eclipse that came right at the time that Jonah preached to Nineveh. And God told Jonah, the cries of Nineveh, the wickedness of Nineveh has come up to me. I'm about to destroy Nineveh. I'm about to judge it. So God sent the solar eclipse to show them judgment is coming. Do you know that Jonah walked for 40 days back and forth in the city of Nineveh telling the people that God was about to deal with them? The king, because they were Assyrian, the king made a decree that everyone would fast and pray, even the animals. And because they fasted, they prayed, they repented, God spared the judgment that was coming on Nineveh. Now, if God would do that to a heathen city, would God not do that for America? Absolutely. But we need to go back to what the scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, if is a conditional word. God is saying, I need you all, as the American citizens, those of you that are Christians, to start praying and start repenting on behalf of the sins, the innocent bloodshed, and a plethora of other sins that are going on in this nation and have been going on. And the cup of iniquity has reached its fullness, so God has to deal with it. Remember, God has to judge sin. We can't continue to just get away with it. And unfortunately, the nation that is supposed to be one nation under God is removing God from the nation. So I want to challenge your listeners to join us in 40 days, the 40-day period that Jonah walked through Nineveh. I'm asking you all to join us for 40 days from April 8th through May 18th of prayer for America. It'll be morning and evening for about 10 to 15 minutes. You can dial in and you can join in prayer for our nation. And I believe if we petition God, God will send an awakening to this land, because we need an awakening desperately, a spiritual awakening. Interestingly enough, Jonah, the name Jonah means a dove. If you count 40 days from April 8th, it will take you to the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost is when 120 people were in an upper room praying and the Holy Spirit descended. 40 days after Jesus was on the earth after his resurrection. So you see, 40 is a very important number. It's a number of a cycle. And God is saying, if Jonah means a dove, and we pray 40 days and we end up at the Feast of Pentecost, the Lord is going to pour out the Holy Spirit, but we're going to have to do our job in prayer. Now,
we'll be right back. Hold on. Keep that thought. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Tired of placing multiple calls to multiple vendors and getting the runaround? Turn to one resource who can get it done, Sir Speedy. We provide a wide spectrum of print, signs, and marketing services, all backed by more than 5 decades of experience. So when you need that new brochure, direct marketing campaign, or signage to promote your brand, give us a call at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Everything you need, one resource. Sir Speedy.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
All right, we're back with Sharon Boland. Are you there, Sharon?
I'm here, thank you.
Yeah.
So before the break, I guess we were just sharing about, Jonah, meaning a dove, and the 8 cities named Nineveh, and God is speaking to America, you become like Nineveh. Your sin has come up to me, and I've got to deal with it. Now, that doesn't mean people that know God need to fear, because remember, when God pours out justice on a nation, God remembers those who are crying, and God marks his own people. In Ezekiel 9, we'll find that those that are crying and sighing for the abominations of the land will have a mark. They will be protected. So though things are dark and gloomy, yet this is a time for us to arise and shine. These are our greatest days. So I don't see it as a time where people need to be afraid. The world is ending. It's not ending. We are in it, and we are here for a reason. If you're listening today, God has placed you on the earth for a time such as this. You have a purpose and a destiny to fulfill. But until you get right with God, you start praying, and you start getting to know Him, you will not know your destiny. So if it takes judgment to bring us to our knees, then I guess that's what it's going to take. But we're going to have to start praying, and we're going to have to start interceding for America, and we're going to have to start asking God to open up the eyes of those who are blind and really uncover the evil of this land. There's so much hidden evil, and expose it. And watch and see what's going to happen. I think between now, Martha, and the election, we're going to see a lot of big changes. And they're going to try to steal it again. I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen. But we, the people, have the power.
Amen.
If we pray, because prayer will move God and bring Him on the scene. If you want to know more information or join us, just go to my website, SharonBolan.com. And sign up on our site. We'll be happy to send you the info, and you can pray with us for those 40 days.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate you. Again, that's SharonBolan.com.
Thanks for having me, Martha.
All right. The Lord bless you. So, Dave, you know, I have a little word here, too, that this guy Joseph Z had given. I don't follow him often, but sometimes the Lord will lead me to him, and it's always, like, exactly what I need to hear, or it's right on the money. And something he was saying about not dreading is exactly what Sharon was just saying. This guy, Joseph Z, he's known for his prophetic abilities, and he was saying that he does not sense, there's not a sense of dread, you know, for the season that's in front of us, but rather a sense of responsibility. And so, in other words, we need to, you know what God put in front of us and be responsible for that particular assignment, not to be afraid. And it really speaks to me a lot, because the whole thing that I had to go through with Justice for Chase, I had to not be afraid to stand up to that and continue that fight and to continue to be that voice for the voiceless, you know, for the children. And so, I there's so many people out there doing so many things. He also said that he senses that it will start with a burst in one area, that, you know, this dread that they're trying to put on all of us, that they're, it's just going to be like a burst in one area, and then another will drop, and then another, and until even the symphony of distraction portrayed by the mainstream networks will not continue the emerging chaos. And the urgent prophetic word to all of us is to prepare and do what the Lord would have you to do, no matter what it may look like to onlookers. If you don't know what He's telling you to do, simply continue what you are doing now in the Lord, and He'll guide you from there. However, if you know what the Lord has shown you something to do, then do it.
Okay.
Okay, so... And we're going to keep this this show going on, because this is what the Lord put on my heart to do.
Well, back to the eclipse.
Yeah.
I have absolutely zero confidence that it has anything biblical at all behind it.
That's your science brain.
There's a solar eclipse every few years. this one happens to be going across the United States. We had one about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago when I was teaching physics, and I set up my telescope and projected it on the wall and let people see it. And what I said at the beginning of the show, I did this as a joke. I got a spaghetti strainer, a colander, and made myself an aluminum foil hat and a sign that said, "Are you ready for the eclipse?" The eclipse is just a normal, natural phenomenon. It's going across the United States. I don't see any prophetic significance for the United States.
Well, except that it's going through 12 cities called Nineveh.
Yeah.
You think that's a coincidence?
Yeah.
No, nothing with God's a coincidence.
Well, we will agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, let's strongly disagree. I don't think anything with the Lord is a coincidence. So there is something prophetically moving on, I feel.
Well, we'll see Tuesday.
I'm not thinking it's going to happen like that day, but I'm thinking it's like the beginning of some things that are going to begin to happen.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. We're moving ever closer, ever closer, ever closer to the return of Jesus.
Yeah.
One of the things that people are making a big deal about now. They used to call it UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Now they call it UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And I do believe that this is going to coincide somehow with the rapture, that it's the devil setting up an excuse. Why did all these people disappear? Oh, they were evil, and the aliens caught them away on their spaceship. That would be the rapture, where we're taken out of the way. So I can't tell you when that's going to happen. I can tell you when the end of the world is.
And you're pre-trib, huh?
Yeah.
You believe in pre-tribulation?
I can tell you when the end of the world is.
Oh, is that right?
When my heart stops.
Oh, yes.
I can tell you when the end of the world is for you.
Actually.
When your heart stops. We may be here, you know, the earth may be here for a while more, or Jesus could come back at any second. I wish he would interrupt me in the middle of the sentence.
That's in the beginning of, I mean, that's the end of my life on earth, but the beginning
exactly.
of my everlasting
well,
life.
Well, it's the end of your world, your physical earth world. So we all need to be ready, not so much saying, oh, when is Jesus going to end human history? That's not as important to me as when my personal history on earth ends. I want to make sure that I am ready. Never mind, you know, if Jordan and Syria are making a peace treaty. Yeah, but am I right with the Lord?
Right, Dave. Are you right with the Lord? So anyway, many of us do believe that the eclipse is prophetic, and Dave has a very scientific mind, and so that's his way of, you know, his analogy. We want to respect both sides. I know that I believe that God's definitely saying something amongst the people who move in the prophetic. And I like to look at those signs and wonders. I like to hear the voice of the Lord. And I want to know, you know, I want to be on that narrow path. I don't want to be on a wide road to destruction.
Yeah.
And so it's important for me to listen to the voices, the real men and women, the real prophets of God, the true church, the true evangelists.
Physically, the reason that we see the path of the shadow going across at an angle like it does is because the earth is tilted. And so as the earth is turning under the sun, the tilt just makes it happen that way. But as my pastor pointed out last night, about 70 to 75% of the earth's surface is water, okay? And it's not carbonated water. That means the earth is flat. That's a joke.
Okay, you were scaring me there for a minute.
That's a joke. No, the earth is round. I've been up in an airplane at 45,000 feet, looked out the window, and I saw, oh, yeah, look, it's curved. So anyway, I think people try to attach biblical significance to stuff that doesn't really help.
Everything is attached to the Bible, I mean, to the Word of God. You were created from dirt, my friend. Man was created from dirt, woman from man's rib. He breathed the very existence of the galaxies into existence. Everything is connected to the Lord. All right, we're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Hi, Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Colorado State University hurricane researcher Isaac Salucci says the 2024 hurricane season is going to be an active one with 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major storms. He says record warm sea surface temperatures and the return of La Nina is why they anticipate such a busy hurricane season.
So La Nina acts to reduce the vertical wind shear over the Atlantic, and that makes it a much more conducive environment for tropical storms and hurricanes.
Salucci says trade winds over the Atlantic that typically cause cooling of the water are predicted to be weak. Matthew Marsiglia, an LSU student, faces a manslaughter charge in the death of 26-year-old Devin Repath, who died from a head injury following a fight outside of Fred's Bar and Grill. Baton Rouge Police Corporal Sandra Watts.
Mr. Marsiglia and Mr. Repath were involved in an altercation in which Mr. Repath struck his head and ultimately succumbed to his injuries.
A manslaughter charge carries up to a 40-year prison sentence in Louisiana. LRN.
Hey, y'all. Still trying to make weekend plans? Check out these festivals. April 5th through 7th, Scott Boudin Festival. And books along the Tesh Literary Festival in New Iberia. April 6th, Crowville Spring Fling. April 7th, Abita Springs Busker Festival. And mark your calendar for the Louisiana Railroad Days Festival in DeQuincy. April 11th through 13th. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo. I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM or WGSO.com.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
I'm ready.
All right. Dave, tell our audience what you were just telling me during the break, because, you know, I had to end with everything is related to God. And so then Dave came back with.
Yeah, I believe the Bible from cover to cover. I even believe the covers because they say Holy Bible. But I wanted to point out something. I don't think that there's any particular prophetic significance in the eclipse coming up, but there's significance in everything. So, for instance, I was asking Martha if she knows why it's reasonable to believe that humans were made from the dust of the earth. Well, the reason is humans are made of schnapps, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, sulfur, as well as about two dozen other elements. So where are you going to get all of those elements from the dust of the earth? They're all down in there.
That's right.
So God's pretty smart when he said he used the dust of the earth. Yeah, first he made the dust and then he put it together. And also where the Bible says when I was woven in secret in the inner parts of the earth, I think what that's talking about is God has things out there like plants that are going out and gathering up the specific elements, bringing them together so that your mama can eat them and use these to help form your body. So you're being knit together even before you're conceived. God's getting it all ready. And then here's another little thing. Why is it that it's reasonable to believe that females came from males, not males from females?
Well, your explanation really made a lot of sense.
Females have XX chromosomes. Males have XY chromosomes. You could never get a Y chromosome out of a female. You could take the X chromosome out of a male and clone it and get XX. So the Bible is consistent with our scientific understanding. Of course, nowadays we think that God must have made a lot of mistakes because so many people say, well, no, I'm a male trapped in a female body, or I'm a female trapped in a male body. Okay, I don't accept that. I think,
right, me
you know,
either.
Like somebody had a song that said, born this way. Well, yeah, we're all born sinners. That's the way we were born. But God created males as males, females as females. And somebody says, yeah, but there's these pathological conditions. That's true. Occasionally there is something where a person has three chromosomes instead of two and has also cancer. Those are unusual pathological conditions. But in general, we have about half the population with XX, about half the population with XY. That's the way God set it up. He made male and female.
He sure did. And he didn't make a mistake. Anyway, I wanted to switch gears and talk a little bit about this election that we just came out of, the presidential primary. I did not win, but that's okay. Like I said last week, I think you have to be a politician in order to win, because I went up against big-name politicians like, you know, the sheriff, LaPinto, and Hans Liljeburg, and Temple, and just, you know, names that have been at this a long time. And people, they shouldn't. I personally do not agree with politicians being on the RPEC. I think it needs to be, you know, teachers and your parents and grandparents and fire department, you know, men and women. And
so you're not in the good old boys and girls club?
No, I'm not. But they see me coming. I'm trailing right behind them. But the reason I'm saying this is there's the judge race as well. Jerry Smith was in it, Lindsay Valenti, and Jacqueline Maloney, my least favorite candidate. And so Jerry Smith, he ran a great race, and it was super qualified, and I supported him all the way. And most of my friends and followers and listeners, I know that they supported him as well. We did not support Jacqueline Maloney because we know with my facts, these are not accusations, they are facts, what she has been doing and behind the closed doors to parents and their children, taking them away from the good parent, and giving the child to the bad parent, the parent that is actually harming the child. And so she is not qualified to be a judge in a family court. And with that being said, I am strongly stumping for Lindsay Valenti. So when you need to go out, mark your calendars that there's an election, a runoff between Lindsay Valenti and Jacqueline Maloney. On early voting is the 13th through the 20th, and election day is the 27th. That's, I think, Jazz Fest week. So please, if you're going to be at Jazz Fest on the 27th, do your early vote. It's super important. It's a low voter turnout, and we cannot afford to have Jacqueline Maloney sit in that seat and be a judge over family court, over children. That is a very dark soul there, and we need someone with some morals who will actually, you know, judge according to, you know, what's going on, the facts and the case, and not weaponize her seat, because that's what Maloney does. She weaponizes her power she uses against the good parent, and then advocates for the bad parent. And so anyway, that's my two cents. Make sure you put that on your calendar and go out and vote for Lindsay Valenti on the 13th through the 20th for early vote, and on the 27th is election day. All right, Dave, what else do we have?
Well, okay, can I jump back to the Easter thing at the White House and the Trans Day of Visibility?
Yeah.
Okay, on March 31st, a few years ago, somebody decided this is going to be the Trans Day of Visibility. I don't know what percentage of the population in the United States identifies as transgender. I don't think it's a whole lot. But anyway, they said, okay, March 31st. But then this year, Joe Biden dignified it with a presidential proclamation saying, oh, yes, this is Trans Day of Visibility. Well, it was held to coincide with the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. And you know what was not allowed on any of those eggs that the kids decorated?
Religious symbols.
You are exactly right. You could put rabbits, you could put any other thing. You could not put any religious symbols. You could not put any kind of a cross. Now, Jesus didn't have anything to do with the Easter bunny, but that is so offensive to me, saying, hey, kids, you can do all this Easter stuff, but don't even call it Easter stuff. Call it Day of Visibility stuff, and don't mention Jesus at all. That is so offensive.
And what did our president say?
Oh, he said, I didn't do that.
Right. No, that's not our president. That's your president. Well, I'm talking about Trump.
Oh, what did he say?
He said when he's elected, he's going to make, I think, November 5th Christian Day.
Cool.
Yes, he's disgusted by what Biden did. And I don't think Biden had anything to do with it. Biden is in his own la-la land. It's yeah. His handlers. And this is what's so scary, is that Biden has handlers. Yeah. And those handlers have the power to actually make a proclamation mm-hmm. over the entire United States. Who are these handlers?
Secret
and where
people.
Do they? Yeah, it's the fourth level of bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And that bureaucratic level needs to be wiped out.
Well,
and
you know, if you read the Constitution, the United States is supposed to be governed according to a three-part government, where we have the executive. Well, the legislative makes the laws.
Right.
The executive enforces the laws. The judicial interprets the laws. It didn't mention anything about the bureaucratic, but who runs the country now?
The bureaucrats.
Exactly.
That's
There's
right.
a fourth branch of government, the bureaucracy.
That's right. And so they're the ones who put that out. And you know, Biden gets the blame for it because he's the scapegoat. He's the
yeah.
one that the Democrats are all hiding behind. And then here's Hillary Clinton on one of these late night TV shows saying that the only two candidates in the race right now are Trump and Biden, and, you know, neglecting to mention Mr. Kennedy, who's a Democrat, who's
yeah.
much more of a candidate than Biden would ever be.
Well, I love something that a guy in Texas is doing. You know, you can legally change your name to anything as long as it's not obscene. this guy changed his name to, I think.
He told me.
Anyone else. And he's trying to get on the ballot. I don't think he's going to get enough signatures. But if that happened, you'd have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or anyone else.
Anyone else. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But it's just, it's funny.
Right, right. So we got a lot going on. You know, it's just, we have to pay attention. We got to get more involved. The body of Christ needs to get up and go vote. You guys need to vote. Trump was talking about that. We need the Christian vote. There are millions of us, okay? Millions. And I think they said that Biden got 70 million votes, which we know he did not get more than Obama. There's no way. So we need the 100 million Christians that voted for Trump to go out and vote again on November 4th and prove to them that they're not going to be able to steal the elections. And don't forget about the 13th and the 27th for the judge race. All right, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. I'm going to stand and fight. The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com, or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do.
Okay, so before Dave talks to us a little bit about this, I wasn't going to mention this, but then I said, wait a minute, I need to mention this. This is from the Louisiana Judiciary Campaign Oversight Committee. And this was released April 2nd, 2024. And so here it is. It's a public statement. And it's regarding Jack O'Maloney's accusations about Lindsay Valenti. The committee received a complaint against Jackie Maloney, a candidate for District 24, Judicial District Court, Division D, provided that a judge or judicial candidate shall not knowingly make or cause be made a false statement concerning the identity, qualifications, present position, or other fact concerning the candidate or an opponent. The complaint concerning campaign materials, including a mailer and an email, created a distribution by Maloney campaign, which state that the LA Supreme intervened, the Supreme Court intervened in Jefferson judge election. That candidate Lindsay Valenti must cease false statement after LA Supreme Court intervention, and the LA Supreme Court ordered Valenti destroy campaign materials. The Louisiana Supreme Court has not intervened in the election of district judge, 24th Judicial District Court, Division D, and has not ordered Lindsay Valenti to destroy campaign materials. Ms. Valenti entered into an informal agreement with the committee by which she agreed to stop making certain statements and to destroy campaign materials containing the statements. The committee is not Louisiana Supreme Court. The committee is not the Louisiana Supreme Court. The committee finds that the complaint, the campaign materials created by Maloney campaign, contain false and misleading statements regarding Ms. Valenti in violation of Canon 7.
So you're saying that Maloney was spouting baloney?
Maloney is phony, and she spouted baloney.
Okay, so you're supporting who?
Lindsay Valenti,
okay.
For judge.
Okay.
All right. All right. With that being said, take it from there, Dave.
Okay. How many of you out there in Radio Land really like the amount that you're paying for your groceries now? A few years ago when Biden took office, inflation shot upward. And then after a while, he said, well, no, inflation is down. That's true. The rate of inflation is down, so it's not going up as much as it was. But I want to give you a website to check out. It's www.bidenmart.com. That's Biden-mart, M-A-R-T.com. So go on there, and there's a list of like 25 or 30 different items that people typically buy at the grocery store, like 3 pounds of onions and pineapples and butter and cookies and so forth. So you can go on that website, Biden-mart.com, and you click the items that you typically buy. So I clicked all of them just to see. Those, when Biden took office, would have cost $107.81. Now that Biden's been in for 3 years, the same thing that was $107 is now $168.16. That's a 56% increase in the cost of those items in about 3 years. Inflation is down. Well, no, inflation has quit going up as fast as it was. It's not down. You're still paying 60% more or 56% more for the same groceries that you were when Biden took office. So check that out, www.biden-mart.com. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't even understand how they think inflation's gone down. That's the most ridiculous thing.
Well,
you go into a grocery store and you spend $100 on 10 items.
Well, Joe is insulated from the public and from reality. So somebody told him, hey, say that inflation is down. Well, the rate of inflation is down. So instead of being, 10%, it might be 1% or something. It's still going up.
Yeah. It's definitely still going up.
Oh, well.
Noticeably up.
Yeah. And
people are suffering. Look at the insurances. They're going up. Homeowners are suffering.
Yeah, I love the gas prices. I say that sarcastically.
I know you do.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what's going on. All right, what else do we have?
Well, there's also an interesting thing that President Biden, who claims to be a devout Catholic, he has been pressuring the country of Guatemala
right
to withdraw from a pro-life document called the Geneva Consensus Declaration. It acknowledges that that there is no international right to abortion. No such thing exists. So Biden is pressuring, or the Biden administration, is pressuring the president of Guatemala to withdraw from that. Guatemala is pretty pro-life. It's a largely Catholic country. But Biden is pressuring them to pull out from that. Well, a number of U.S. senators have spoken up in support of the president of Guatemala and said, don't pull out from this. They believe that life is sacred. So, you know, of course, Biden is such a good Catholic, he is. He says you can't put religious symbols when you have your Easter celebration. And, anyway.
Well, we do. I mean, I watched the presidential election in Guatemala very closely because that's where my mother's from. And I was there with my dear friend, Dr. Little, in September of 2023, and we were there in 2019. And so I watched two elections in Guatemala, and this last one was so disturbing because we actually witnessed the United States, through the Democratic Party, use U.S. aid, send funds to U.S. aid Guatemala, and they basically laundered our tax dollars through those nonprofit organizations, and then that's how they ended up stealing that's how they're claiming, the Guatemalans are claiming that the elections were stolen through U.S. aid funds. The Guatemalans are furious, and they put in an illegitimate president by the name of Bernardo Arevalo, and they created a party called the Seed Movement Party, and it's very inappropriate, actually. So there's a lot of the LGBTQP flags flying now, and it's the Seed Movement Party, and they're just wiping out Christianity across the board. So it's not surprising. It's very anti-God.
Last week there was a ruling, I don't remember from where, saying you can't fly the rainbow flag at the U.S. embassies, and so a lot of the trans people and the gay people were upset about this. Well, you know, I think I should be allowed to fly my flag, too. If I'm a Saints fan, why can't we put Saints flags around the U.S. embassy? If I'm an LSU fan, why can't I put LSU flags around the embassy? No, you put the United States flag.
Yeah.
You put all these other things. Why did somebody decide that?
That started under Obama. I was there in D.C. when he lit up the White House with the rainbow colors. I was literally right there.
Yeah.
And it was all about the transgender movement when that happened. He flooded the United States with the LGBTQP.
Oh,
it's a movement, by the way.
Oh, sure.
It's a movement. And that movement is destroying the unity of family.
Well, yeah, the Bible talks about the first institution being the family, but before you can have the family, you have to have male and female. So this is even further undercutting the fundamental institution of the family.
Yes, it is. All right, we're wrapping it up. We done for today? This is Liberty or Lockdown. We love you. The Lord bless you, and we'll see you next Thursday. And if you want to see Dr. Little, his memorial is at Bridgedale Baptist Church, 10 to 12. We'll be honoring him there Saturday on the 6th at Bridgedale Baptist Church from 10 to 12. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York too.